Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KYW Original Podcasts.
This is KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg, and I'm so excited to be in the KYW studios with Pam Rich Wheeler. She is the executive director of the Business Center, and you all are celebrating a landmark milestone this year.
That's right.
Tell us about it.
So, Cherry, it's our 20th anniversary.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
I can, because time has just been flying, and you guys work with entrepreneurs, you educate folks, you teach people.
Yes, coach.
Coach them how to make networking and connections to build their business. Tell me the mission of the organization.
So our mission is to equip individuals with the tools they need to start, sustain, and expand their operations.
Awesome.
So we basically have three programs that support that mission.
Tell us about them.
So we have the Youth Entrepreneurship Program, which we offer in the summer and after school and in school. And then we also have our Communiversity, which allows us to go out into the community and partner with our collaborative partners, our public officials, and offer workshops on starting your business. And then third, for those businesses that already exist, we have coaching, so we can help them package those loans or do financial projections.
Yeah. And what have you seen shift over the past 20 years? I don't know if you've been there from the beginning, but
I am the founder.
You're the founder. There you go. So you were there from the very beginning.
Yes.
And what have you seen change?
So what I've seen change is, of course, we're doing things more electronically and digitally, and we're using social media more to deliver our products and services. So we have to just make sure that we are in a position to do that effectively moving forward.
Yeah, and go to where people are.
And going to where people are and making people aware of who we are through those mechanisms.
Absolutely wonderful. And this year you all have a theme, because the theme has been kind of like tech related for the past few years, I think.
Yeah.
And now it's moving even more forward.
Right, right. So when you say, what have I seen shift? For us, it means, how do we stay relevant? So for the Business Center, we have formed a collaborative partnership with EMSDC, and we're going to focus on those businesses that want to get into manufacturing and need a place to do small batch manufacturing. So in other words, maybe you're not at the point where you need to produce 4,000 units, but you need a place where you can produce 1,500 and still serve a substantial market. Also, just in general, we as people of color and women as well, we need to make sure that we're staying in that space that allows us to be in those industries where there'll be a need for our services and products. So anything dealing with computer science, anything dealing with engineering, designing and making a product, we're going to have 3D printers available in our new space. We want to capture the essence of that.
Yeah, capture the essence. I love that. And so what's the theme for this year?
So that brings us to our theme, which is innovation, imagine it forward.
Yeah, and what does that mean?
So that means to be an entrepreneur that is going to be needed in 5 years and 10 years and not just now. You need to be innovative. You need to be creative. And you need to be able to produce a product or service in that type of space.
Yeah. And you guys are going to be honoring some folks.
Yes.
For being examples of that.
Exactly. I had mentioned to you, this is probably our first year where all of the award recipients, small businesses that is, because we're also going to be honoring some collaborative partners and corporate partners that helped us get to our 20th anniversary. But our small businesses specifically are all Black males.
Wow.
And they are in that space. So you have Tyler, who makes candles from scratch. So he is a maker.
And could you put the full name? Could you say the full name?
Yes, Tyler Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Skylar Balton, who he does video and photography work. And he is in high school. And Tyler is 10 years old, so he's in elementary. And then you have a recent graduate from LaSalle University, and that is Rohan Brown, who has his MBA. And he just got tired of doing investment work, and he decided he wanted to develop an app. So he developed an app called Barley Sober that allows you to select your drink before you get to your pub or your lounge or your bar. And we were able to help him find equity investors.
Wow.
And then lastly, you have Dr. Kennard Herring, who was working for an optometrist. And he was like, I can do that. I'm going back and I'm going to become the optometrist. So he's been in the Northwest region of Philadelphia serving people, not only in his practice, but we also helped him to get a grant so that he can serve people in the community and donate his services, because we all need to have vision.
Yeah.
To move forward and do our best work.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so the celebration takes place when and where?
So the celebration will be hosted by PICO.
Very nice.
Energy Hall at 2301 Market Street. And we're really happy that they are the presenting sponsor. And we have our award sponsors, who are Customers Bank and Locals 332. We also have an affiliate sponsor, which is EMSDC. And we also have an award sponsor, which is Santander.
Done stepped it up, Pam Richwheeler. That's awesome. Moving forward. And so what do you want people to know? I mean, there's lots and lots of small businesses out here. And actually, the numbers that recently came out with regard to African-American businesses didn't take into account, like, a lot of the folks who are sole proprietorships and mm-hmm. things like that. But there's a lot of folks out here working.
Right. What I want people to realize is that we are still inventors. They still exist. And we have to have space in order to be those inventors and create products from scratch. We have to continue to manufacture. We have to bring that back to being made in the USA.
Yeah, bring it back. And made in Philadelphia.
And made in Philadelphia, yes.
Yes.
Because this was a major hub for that activity. And from our research, it's coming back.
It's coming back. And so where can people find out more about the Business Center or to buy tickets to your annual breakfast?
Sure. They can go on Eventbrite, or they can visit our website at thebizctr.com. They can also give us a call at 215-247-2473.
Wonderful. So I want to say thank you so much to Pamela Richwheeler, Executive Director of the Business Center. Congratulations on 20 years.
Thank you, Cherry.